Good morning, Panther Valley Elementary. This is Mrs. Hahn introducing the Reader's Theater play, The Ugly Turkey. We are going to introduce Missy Nama's group, and this is take two. The characters that will read are Claire, Megan, Michael, Philip, Olivia, and Taylor. Here we go.
There were once five turkeys, all born on the same day, but one turkey was not quite like the others.
Isn't it a beautiful morning? It's great to be a turkey today.
I am so proud to be a turkey. Don't you think we are beautiful?
I think we are the most handsome creatures on earth.
The four of us are definitely gorgeous to behold, but what happened to you? You do not look the rest of us. You are not as beautiful as we are.
It is true. I don't look like you, but won't you be my friend? Anyway, our looks are that is important. I am a good friend and a good listener, and I would help any of you if you were in need.
Honestly, I don't think I want to be friends with someone who is so different from myself.
Yeah, you aren't cool like the rest of us.
We don't want to play with you.
Go away.
I am sad that you will not be my friend. I will go away. Surely there is someone who will like me for who I am and not what I look like.
So the ugly turkey turned and walked away. He wandered over the hill and through the trees, and the four turkeys thought nothing of it. As time passed, the four turkeys grew bigger and fatter. They grew and grew until they were so round they could hardly walk. They were not quite so cute as they were when they were little. When the farmer's grandchildren came to visit, they would stop to look at the horses, the cows, the puppies, and kittens. They would giggle as the ducks waddled by and squeal with delight as the sheep scampered over the hills. But when they saw the turkeys, they just kept walking. Some even looked a bit scared. Then one day, a strange animal showed up on the farm.
Who's that strange bird over there on the hill? Does anybody know?
He's beautiful, isn't he? Look at his tail feathers. They're rich in color and beautifully patterned.
Do you see that plume atop his head? Like a crown of glory, he stands tall and perfectly trim.
Do you think he will want to be our friend? We are not near so grand as he is.
Let's go introduce ourselves and see if he will join us.
As the four turkeys approached the beautiful bird on the hill, they noticed that the bird looked familiar.
Hello, we were wondering if you would like to join us. You are so beautiful, we would be honored to have you for a friend.
Do I not look familiar to you? Once I tried to be your friend, but you all rejected me, saying I was ugly and different.
I remember that was so long ago. You are definitely not ugly now. You are the most magnificent bird on this farm.
If you do not want to be our friend, we understand. We are not nearly so grand as we thought we once were.
We do not want to embarrass you. We will go away.
Please don't go. Have you not learned anything while I was away? It is not what you look like on the outside that matters, but what you are on the inside that is important. I will be happy to be your friend.
So the four turkeys and the peacock took a stroll over the hill and through the trees. They were often all seen together strolling about. When the farmer's grandchildren would visit, they would often stop by the five birds talking excitedly. The four turkeys knew that the children were looking at the beautiful peacock, but it didn't matter. It didn't matter because they were all friends and they were all equal.
The end. Great job, boys and girls.